how do you bounce back from that? I mean, do you close the locker room? It's just the players, or does somebody say something? I mean, what do you do?
I mean, after the game, I talked to him a little bit. I don't know, man. We have to hold each other accountable. That's what it comes down to. I think that, you know, it comes a time when, like, certain things aren't okay, right? And if we as a family, meaning our team, the guys that I go to work with every day and sweat and bleed and all of that, if we can't hold each other accountable and are too scared to say something to each other, then we're never going to take it to the next level, so...
Is that the only way that you change the issue with the turnovers and the penalties? I mean, 13 penalties for the second time in 3 weeks. Is that the only way that you can get it is to hold each other accountable?
It's discipline. It's a discipline. It's the details. I mean, I can sit here all day and make a list of things, but it all comes down to, you know, being accountable. Everybody is accountable to somebody, you know, and if we're in this thing together, then we got to be able to talk to each other. We have to be able to pull each other up when somebody's not doing as well throughout the course of the game. Whatever it may be, as a team and as brothers, we have to be able to do that. So, you know.
It doesn't look like there's accountability. Quarterback keeps making the same mistakes. He stays on the field. Malik Jackson has back-to-back penalties and stays on the field for another one. Like, where is the accountability?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I wish I had all the answers, but I don't. You know, me just as one of the leaders on the team, I got to be stronger for him and do my part. Can't really point no fingers. You know, we all have a part in this whole deal. And, you know, you've been here as long as I've been here, you know, and I'm not going to shy away. We're going to continue to fight. And, everything is right there still in front of us. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. With as bad as we played today, we still can go out there and do what we need to do. But we got to stop the bleeding.
I think people thought that you could do that, that this team would play at a higher level. And you say it's still out there. Is it? I mean, why should people read this tomorrow or hear it say, okay, Mercedes is right? What do you see?
Well, what we put out there today is not who we are, right? And... you know, what we go out there and do every day in practice gives me reason to believe. We just have to carry it over. We got to carry it over. I think that, you know, that's the difference between good teams, mediocre teams, and great teams. They're able to take the coaching, take the drill to the field, carry it over, and flourish because you believe in your technique, you believe in your preparation, and there's no breaking that, and there's no substitute for that. So for whatever reason, you know, that was a good team over there. They did their thing, but we didn't help them.